CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Back on Huskies Inside the Pack today, I'm joined with second-year forward Jade Cadu. First off, Jade, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Just getting started, obviously a second year with the Huskies, but just overall, how has the season gone for you?
It's going pretty good. It's exciting being a second year on the team and getting to play more and stuff, and yeah.
And a constant trend that has, when I've been speaking with players on the team, is that everyone talks about how great of a locker room that you guys have. It almost feels like a family, and even some of them have used the term family. Does it make coming to the rink, you know, that much easier? Let's say may not be playing as much, but it's practice or anything team related. Obviously, probably makes it that much easier when you got such a tight knit group, right?
Yes, it makes it a lot easier, especially being away from home, and you can come into the rink and count on all these girls to be by your side, or just if you're even having a bad day or something, to talk to you and stuff. So.
And you mentioned, you know, being away from home. Cold Lake, Alberta, is home for you. Did you play minor hockey in Cold Lake?
Yeah, I played actually in the boys' league until Bantam, and then I finally switched over to female hockey just around in the Lakeland area, and then that was for minor hockey, and then I moved on to AAA in Lloyd, Minster.
Playing hockey in Cold Lake, from Cold Lake, did your mom or dad ever play hockey? Any siblings that may have played hockey as well?
Yep, my dad played hockey all his life, and he definitely has a passion for it, so I think that's what kind of started my passion for it and love for the game. And my younger brother also plays hockey, and my mom started to learn when we learned. So, and we always had an ODR growing up in our backyard, so we did lots of scrimmages and skills out there and stuff, which was always fun.
And you kind of touched upon, you know, being far away from home. You are in your second year, so maybe kind of getting used to it now that you have a year under your belt. But what has that transition been like from moving away from Cold Lake to Saskatoon? And then on top of that, you're dealing with not just hockey, but you have the school aspect of it as well. How have you been able to handle all of that?
The transition was actually pretty smooth because I lived away from home since I was 15, actually. So I've learned being independent and just time managing skills. And honestly, hockey keeps me on track with my schoolwork. So it's honestly good that I'm in a sport right now.
And what are you taking in school right now?
I just transferred into the Kin-Ed program. I'm not sure what I want to pursue yet with that, but I'm keeping my options open currently.
And if you continue down that path, how long of a program would that be?
It's a 5-year program, so I'll have 3 years after this, including a practicum.
Back over to the hockey side of things. Did you ever have a favorite professional team growing up, men or women's team, or even maybe a favorite hockey player that you grew up idolizing?
Well, my dad is a Boston Bruins fan, so I grew up loving the Boston Bruins, and I always looked up to Bobby Orr for the longest time, but obviously the Canadian women's national team was a huge thing for me too.
That's what I like to hear, a Bruins fan. Maybe, you know, as a forward, correct?
Yes.
Would there be any forward, maybe one of the vets on your team right now, or someone in the professional leagues that you would try to model your game after?
I guess on my team, I can always look up to Sophie Lawler. Obviously, she's a huge attribute on the ice, and she's a great teammate in the dressing room. So,
and might not be a thought right now, you know, still got part of the regular season and playoffs, but obviously nationals are being hosted here. Such a great opportunity for everyone involved. What, just kind of describe what it means to, you know, be a part of this team that has the opportunity to host it on home ice, play in front of a home crowd. You know, the focus is going to be on everyone at this event, but as the home team, there's a little bit more focus on you guys. Just how does that feel?
I'm very excited. Obviously, that's probably another common trend of all of us girls. But I think it's also going to be great for the community and just to be close to home and have all the people you know. You look up in the stands and you see your mom and dad and all your family members. And I think that's going to be a huge part when we're playing, with all the support of the community and the fans and our family.
And the slogan or the motto of Nationals this year is see them, be them. And you see lots of that at all of your home games, lots of young female hockey players in attendance looking up to you guys. You know, you're the NHL to them of women's hockey, and they come to the rink, they look up to you, come out with skates, or some out practicing right now, help coaching. What does it mean being able to take that one step further onto Nationals, and you have all these young hockey players, especially female hockey players, looking up to you guys?
Well, I guess I was there once too. Wanted to always look up to the older girls, so I think that's just a great thing for these little girls to see, and to one day maybe possibly be on this team or on the ice at this high level of hockey.
Jade, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.